Hello, and welcome to our latest podcast. We're here with The City of Ember, written by Jeannie Duprow. It is a fantasy novel, and we're joined by our four group members, who include...
Weird Al.
Look for boys.
A-OK.
Look for horses.
All right. How would you guys like to tell me a little bit about this fantasy novel? Who are some of the main characters? What's the big idea of the story? Go ahead. And yes, we're all taking turns. So, go ahead, A-OK.
One of the main characters is Linda Mayfleet.
Lina?
Lina Mayfleet.
Okay. And describe Lina for me. What's she like?
She loves to run, and at first, in the first chapter, it says that she got the job Pipebook Slaver, which to me would suck. Mm-hmm. And another main character, Dune Hale, got Messenger, which is the exact job Linda wanted. And Dune wanted Pipebook Slaver, so they traded. And at first, it seems like Dune's doing her a big favor. But as soon as if you keep reading on, it seems like he's doing it for selfish reasons.
Okay. What do you think, Live for Horses? What happens from there? So they get jobs. And what happens? What's some of the conflicts we have happening in the story right now?
They're running out of light bulbs, and the moments where the light bulbs go out are getting longer and longer. And when Dune was in the Pipeworks laborer job, he tried to go look at the generator, but he wasn't allowed to at first. And then he went in, and he couldn't understand it at all.
Okay. So it sounds like there's some serious problems. Weird Al, why should running out of light bulbs matter? The sun's shining, right? I mean, they can just go outside during the daytime.
Nuh-uh. They're underground.
How do we know they're underground?
I know.
Go ahead.
Because there's no lighting at all, and there's no natural light or anything.
Okay. Live for boys, do you agree with that? Couldn't just the sun have gone out and there's no more sunshine?
No.
They're really underground?
Yeah.
How would you feel living underground? Would that be kind of creepy?
Yeah.
Be like a mole man?
Mole man!
Have to live underground in the dirt?
I don't think that they really live underground. I think that there's just no light.
Okay.
And they, like, live in the Stone Age. But not really.
Okay.
They forgot everything, like technology. They don't even have any more shoes or food, and they're running out of applesauce. And her grandma says that when she was little, she used to have peaches and pineapple, and now Linda's never tried peaches or pineapple because everything's canned food, and except for what comes out from the greenery, which is potatoes and tomatoes and stuff.
Okay, so they at least know how to grow their own food, so they don't maybe have all the same variety. The greenhouse. So it sounds like there's a lot of conflicts going on here.
The problem with the greenhouse is the potatoes that they're planting are all squishy, and when you open them, instead of being like ripe, they have like mold inside them and watery.
Wow. You guys haven't studied this because it's more European history, but the Great Irish Potato Famine was one of the huge reasons why many Irish, along with Europeans, came to the United States at the turn of the 20th century.
Also known as Irish gold.
Oh, potatoes are known as Irish gold. Okay. What are some vocabulary terms in this novel? Do you think it's been a pretty easy reading level, or are you running across terminology and vocabulary that's a bit challenging? A-OK?
It's really easy because it's more like a third grade or fourth grade book, because all the words we know, but there's some sentences where you kind of have to read it twice to actually get it.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's
easy. Okay, so not very challenging vocabulary. But as you said, there's some items that require you to reread to make sense of the context clues. Okay? live for horses?
Some of the writing's kind of old. They aren't sure of what the definitions of some stuff are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, their definition of hogwash was, it means nonsense, but the meaning of hogs or why one would wash it is unclear.
Okay.
Hogwash is, like, nonsense.
It is, but they didn't realize it because they don't have the same context clues that we do.
They have any meat.
Okay, no, oh,
we haven't
no
heard
meat.
About it.
No.
I killed myself.
So they're totally vegetarian?
Yeah, because I haven't heard of, like,
any
in
animals?
The storerooms, any, like, meat or venison.
Okay, interesting. Did the first chapter really throw you for a loop trying to figure out who were the architects and why were they doing stuff and who was the mayor who died with the chest that he was trying to open to save himself?
It kind of gives away a lot.
Okay.
To get farther into the book, like chapter 10, because when the grandma, like, goes crazy looking for a box that the seventh mayor, her cousin, has,
the prologue
says something about the seventh mayor.
Okay.
And she's looking for the same box that had the instructions in it.
Okay. Okay, so the more you read, the more things start to make sense. So the author, Gina DuPraus, starts dropping all these clues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lana has a little sister named Poppy. She's like 3. And Poppy, she's like a little ball of energy. And she causes some conflict with the bots and stuff. So it kind of throws you off thinking that she'll find it. She won't have any trouble. They'll escape. It kind of throws you off because they put, like, a whole new conflict in.
And Poppy chews their instructions up.
Oh, no. So just when you think they're about to solve a conflict, they throw another twist into it?
Poppy eats it.
Poppy munching on things, huh? Let's jump into good news, bad news. What's an item so far from the story that could be classified as one or the other? And why? Go ahead. Weird Al, what's some good news or bad news? Give me one.
The good news is that they found the box and Poppy opened it. The bad news was that he kind of ate it.
She kind of ate it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for boys?
Good news is that she got some ideas how to fit the generator.
Okay, this is Dune?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, the bad news is they're running out of red box.
Okay. A-okay.
Good news is they don't have to go to school until the 12th. The bad news is they don't have to get a job.
Yeah, that's almost your age. Could you really imagine having a job next year?
Especially messenger. Yep. You have to always want it.
Run.
And, like, the paperwork labor and the storeroom thing, we haven't learned enough to do all those things.
Okay. So you don't think education's provided you with enough skills to be an adult?
By the time we're in college, then, yeah, but
okay.
Not in fifth grade.
Not in fifth grade. What do you think by the end of middle school? Would you be ready to have jobs by the end of middle school? Yes? No?
Right,
well, a job that would be your career.
Yes.
You really think so?
It depends what job it is.
Depends what job?
For sure. We learn more advanced skills to build on all this stuff, so probably not. And we wouldn't be ready. We'd learn how to perfect it, and we'd make a bunch of mistakes.
Okay. Okay.
And you have to keep your job for 3 years, so if you don't like it or you hate it, 3 years.
Yeah. It's three or five.
It's 3 years.
We'll check. Okay.
So if you, like, really hate your job, you just can't quit it. You have to stick to it.
Okay.
It sucks.
Yeah, you have no choice in the matter. Weird Al, you mentioned that you already know you're ready for a job that you want to have for your career. What kind of career would you like to have?
Some kind of fisherman.
Okay, you like to be a fisherman?
Mm-hmm.
Live for boys? What kind of job would you like to have when you grow up?
Working with animals.
Okay, maybe a veterinarian or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lawyer.
A what?
Lawyer.
You'd like to be a lawyer?
First, I was thinking something with animals or a doctor or something, but then I thought it would be really sad that I wouldn't be able to help them if they were beyond help.
Okay.
And so I'm just thinking about being a scientist.
Okay, very good.
I have some good news, bad news.
Okay, yep, go ahead. What's your good news, bad news? Live for horses.
The good news is that she finds the instructions, and there's some bad news mixed in with it because Poppy chews them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then another bad news is her grandma has Alzheimer's disease, and she dies.
Alzheimer's.
The next day.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
She was staying up with her all night, but...
So now Lina doesn't have a dad or a mom or a grandma.
She has no one to take care of her, so...
Yeah, so she's... We're going back to that idea that if she's 12 or 14, Miss Murtaugh, I think, is going to come over to help. But being on your own, that's another key theme that A Dog's Life novel touched on, was being a young person, but ending up being on your own. So a theme would be discovery or maturity or growing up.
I don't think I would be able to deal with that.
You think that would be very difficult?
I think I wouldn't know how to get any food or anything. Okay.
Okay.
I have another good news, bad news.
Okay.
The bad news is her grandma dies. The good news is Mrs. Myrtle, whatever his name is, takes her and Poppy in.
Okay.
And she gets a really good room.
Yeah.
With like a mirror and a bed.
Okay. So she has to leave her old house, but she gets to live with Mrs. Myrtle. Okay. Let's talk about, we're almost at the end here, trait tracker. What's a characteristic or a trait of one of the characters that you admire? Either of Dune or of Lina. What's a trait that they have that you admire and you think is a really good one to have and you'd like to have it too? Go ahead.
I think that Lina has a lot of perseverance and she doesn't give up. Like, when she told the first two people that she told about the instructions, they said that they were probably just instructions how to bake, like, a recipe or something. But then... And she keeps trying to find people to tell, but... And she finally finds Dune. But first, she tells Clara, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The gardener.
Clary?
Clary, she used to work with her dad.
Okay. Okay, what's a trait that you admire from one of the characters?
I admire Dune because he's always curious, and he's, like, willing to do something, even if people don't ask him to. And he works really hard at it.
Okay. Weird Al, what do you think? What's a characteristic from one of the characters that you admire?
Dune, because he likes to take stuff apart and so do I.
Okay.
But usually I don't do good putting it back together.
Oh, and that's something you admire, that he's able to put it back together and make it work?
Something I can make, then take apart, I can put it back together, but just something I don't have instructions to, I take apart, then I can't put it back together.
Okay, last one, Live for Boys. What's a characteristic of one of the characters you like?
Dune, like, usually he has, like, a really positive attitude, and he, like, always, he's, like, always curious about stuff.
Mm-hmm. What was his big reason for wanting to take the Pipeworks job? That's another characteristic that I think is really important. Did he do it just because Lina didn't want it? A-okay?
He did it so he could try and figure out how to work the generator and see if he could fix it.
And
he really wanted that job. If you read on in the second chapter, you think he's really nice for trading his good job for her bedroom, but then you kind of read on and then you think it's kind of more of selfishness because
okay.
He kind of wanted that job too.
Okay. Do we still stick with the idea that he did it because he was being selfish? Why does he want to fix the generator?
So people can live.
So why would he...
He can solve the problems so he can get famous himself.
Do you think he wants to do it just to get famous?
So he can help people and so he'll be the first one to do it, not someone else.
Okay, so he wants to genuinely do it because he wants to help people, you think?
Read on, and they find a door in the back of the Pipeworks thing, and when he opens it, when he's looking at it, someone goes in, and then he feels really jealous because then they weren't the ones to discover it, and that person was, and he was wondering why they weren't blabbing it around the town and bragging stuff.
Okay.
But you find out later.
So there's some secretiveness going on. A-okay? Closing comment?
Personally, I don't think Dune did it for too much of a selfish reason, because if he fixes the generator, then he'll save everybody, and he just kind of wants to impress his dad, because it said that his dad's always saying that he can do it and that someday he'll do great things, so he just wants to make his dad proud of him.
Okay.
So far, he thinks that he hasn't done anything for his dad or something.
Okay. So a theme certainly might be proving himself, or proving himself to his dad, or making his dad proud, earning the respect of others.
Okay. And bad news is he, or Lena and Dune become friends again, because when Lisa tells her, or Lena says that her grandma died, Dune was really helpful and
yeah, didn't they kind of have a falling out before that point? And then
before that, they were doing a bunch of dares, and Luna said she can climb the light pole, and she only made it halfway up before she fell. But she said that she would climb it, not climb it all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And Dune said that he would climb it all the way to the top, so he tried to climb it, and he got farther than Luna did, but then he fell. And Luna said that it looked so funny that she just started laughing, okay. And then Dune got really, really mad.
Okay, and a bit embarrassed, probably.
Yeah.
So do you think a good theme of this book might be friendship?
Yeah.
How to be a good friend and all the trials. Sometimes you're best friends, sometimes they're on the outs. Have you found that with your friends? Some days you're best of friends, and other days you're in competition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see head shaking. Some days it's easy to be a good friend, and other days it's more challenging. Okay, in our closing comments here, we have questions for you, our Schaumburg partners in this Literature Circle group. Weird Al, what's your question for them?
Do you think this book is a little boring?
Okay, is it a little boring? Liverboys?
What is your favorite character?
If you had to pick anybody to die, who would you pick to die?
Interesting question.
Since I can't think of any questions, I'm going to try and answer their questions.
Okay.
So the first question was, do you think it's really boring? I don't think it's a little boring. I think it's, like, really good. If you just haven't been reading or not understanding the book, then it gets kind of boring at sometimes because you don't know what's happening.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is probably Linda, because she's got the job that she wanted, and she is persistent, and everything kind of goes smoothly for her, except in the end it starts getting tougher.
Okay, and who would you want to die if you had to pick a character?
The mayor, because once you read on...
Okay, stop right there. Okay, you're going with the mayor. I didn't think he was very nice when they were in school on the job assigning day. I thought he seemed a little bit pompous.
He seemed like he was trying to impress everyone. Wasn't really doing a very good job.
Okay.
So a lot of students, like, saw right through it.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We'll look forward to hearing from you. We're hoping to Skype conference with you guys this week to have more of a discussion. We hope you have a great day and enjoyed your field day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.